Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you to all my listeners. It's Monday, January 28th, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks solely because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, like I mentioned, it is January 28th, Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. Again, I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. Call in and talk to me now. The dial-in number, jot it down, is 1-888-627-6008. Again, the dial-in number to call in and talk to me is 1-888-627-6008. I want to hear from each and every one of you. If you would like a private 1 hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. That's right. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. Okay. Well, I'm looking at my computers, I'm looking at the screens, and I see the market is off a little bit under 300. Dow points today was down as low as 400 Dow points early in the day, and I believe it was before the market opened, NVIDIA, which is the chip company, and Caterpillar. Both of these companies. First, it was NVIDIA just guiding lower on an earnings warning. That's right. NVIDIA, which was once a high flyer, is getting its legs blown off today. down approximately 15%. Again, NVIDIA comes out with an earnings warning. And Caterpillar, the heavy truck company, an equipment company, lousy earnings. Okay, hello. Like I mentioned before, many times, things are slowing up, not only here in the USA, but also worldwide. Economies all over this big place called Earth is slowing up. China, slowing up. Europe, slowing up. United States, slowing up. Okay? It is very possible. I'm only mentioning this again because I get so many emails and text messages about people wanting me to opine on the stock market. Things look like they're slowing down. It is possible that earnings are close to or about to peak. If that is to be the case, you have to be cautious on this stock market. That's all I'm saying. Please be cautious. Back in March 2009, the Dow Industrial Average, I believe, was 6,444. That's right, 6,444. It had a run to close to like 27,000, I believe. Wild run. Please, again, no, trees don't grow to the sky. Again, if you're a long-term investor and you're dollar cost averaging, that's fine. Stick to your plan. But if your risk tolerance is as a trader, you have to be cautious here. Keep in mind that Apple Computer is coming out with earnings after the close tomorrow. That's right, Apple Computer. It's my belief if Apple's visibility is limited on this earnings call tomorrow after the close, look out below. Apple Computer is the four-star general. If they decide to take this four-star general out to the woodshed after the close tomorrow, like I said, look out below. Many of these other large companies take their marching orders from Apple. What their visibility is going to look like going forward. If they have limited visibility in reference to earnings for the quarter after this one or for the quarter after, be careful. This may just be the impetus for the market to test the December 2018 lows. Just again, please, be careful. This is an adult swim. all kids out of the deep end. Okay? Making money is not easy. Keeping it is even more difficult. I just don't want to see people be put in harm's way. So I just needed to give you my spiel in reference to where I possibly see the market going based on always fundamentals. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, let's talk about some takeovers. That's right. Like I always mention to my listeners, takeovers are alive and well. Okay, let's do a deep dive on a few companies. The first one is called Sonos. You may know this company. The symbol, S-O-N-O. This is the speaker company. Or also home theater. And this stock's trading at approximately $11, down from as high as $23 this year. Now, I noticed that Morgan Stanley came out today. And like I always mention, you have to like a company first as a standalone, based on fundamentals. Well, I noticed today Morgan Stanley came out and upgraded Sonos, the speaker company, to an overweight. Well, obviously, they must have done their due diligence. Also, the market chatter on Sonos is that they are getting into the headphone business. That's correct. That's what I heard. That Sonos could be getting into the headphone business. And who would they be competing with? You got it. Apple Computer. Apple Computer, if you remember, a few years ago, purchased Beats. So there has been chatter on Sonos as a potential takeover target. Do your own homework on Sonos. The symbol, Sam, Oscar, Nancy, Oscar. And there have been some articles mentioning that Apple Computer, as well as other technology companies, might be looking to acquire Sonos. So please put Sonos, symbol S-O-N-O, on your radar screen. Sonos, again, trades at approximately $11, down from its high of $23. Another company that has been on my radar screen, and I wanted to mention to all my listeners, is a company called Amicus Therapeutics. Symbol, Fold, Frank, Oscar, Larry, David. Amicus Therapeutics. Back on January 16th, 2019. This is a biotech company which has an FDA-approved drug for Fabry disease therapy, and the drug is Galafold. Back on January 16th, Citibank, the huge investment bank, joined the bulls on Galafold launch, seeking alpha. Mentioned that Citi upgraded Amicus, which is F-O-L-D, to a buy. And the analyst is focused on the company's Fabry disease therapy, Galafold, where early indications back up a peak sales view of $1 billion. That's right, with the B as in boy. Citi boosted the firm's target price to $16. So the stock, like I mentioned, is currently trading at $11.25. That's a handsome, handsome premium to where Amicus is currently trading. There has been takeover chatter on this name, Amicus. I was reading an article a little bit over a year ago, January of 2018. I found it on the website Real Money. And the headline of the article is two biotech acquisition candidates that could be next in M&A crosshairs. Yep. And one of them was Amicus. And it says Amicus Therapeutics would be a logical pickup for a larger concern. It has one approved product, Galafold, in Europe that targets Fabry disease and is seeing a rapid rollout. The compound should be green-lighted in the U.S. soon. Now, that was back in January of 2018. So do your homework on Amicus. Now, I did mention that they have an FDA-approved product. I may have misspoke because I believe they're green-lighted in Europe for their drug. I'm not 100% if they have FDA approval yet. So you do your homework on this one. But I have to tell you, the article finishes up by saying, and this was back in 2018, with a market cap of under $2.7 billion, Amicus could see some interest from suitors in 2018. And that was in the beginning of 2018. So now we're in 2019. So please, please do your homework on FOLD. And I will continue to update you if I hear any additional chatter on Amicus Therapeutics. Again, Citibank likes it. They did their homework on it. And you have to always like it first as a standalone company. Okay, we're on a roll now. Another company that I had mentioned a while ago, an internet security company, Symantec, S-Y-M-C. Yep, this has been subject to numerous rumors as a potential takeover target. And believe it or not, as I was reading articles this morning, I noticed on Seeking Alpha that Symantec was mentioned after TheDeal.com calls the company one to watch this week. This article was today, and it says TheDeal.com calls the company Symantec, symbol Sam, Yellow, Mary, Charlie, one to watch with this week's earnings report, as the easing debt market could result in a PE offer, acronym PE, private equity offer. Wow. Last week, Deal Reporter speculated that Thoma Bravo, which is a private equity firm, was still interested in a Symantec acquisition, which Reuters first reported last fall. So please continue to put Symantec, S-Y-M-C, on your radar screen and do your due diligence. This Seeking Alpha article is telling us to watch it, especially to watch it this week and see what transpires once they announce their earnings. Now, a name that I have mentioned before, which is also in the internet security space, was FireEye, symbol Frank, Eddie, Yellow, Eddie. Now, they're in the same space, and there has been plenty of takeover chatter on this name as well. So not only should you put Symantec on your radar screen as a potential takeover target, but I would be remiss if I did not tell you to also put FireEye as well on your radar screen. Okay. Call in and talk to me. Jot down the dial-in number. It's 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Also, if you would like a private one-hour takeover talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. Again, my email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. Okay. Let me take your hand. Let's get back into the tall weeds here. I mentioned a while ago a biotech, Insight Corp, the symbol Ida, Nancy, Charlie, Yellow, I N C see why. Stock trades at approximately $80.50. This company has treatments for certain cancers. Now, going back to December 24th, 2018, a little bit more than a month ago, this stock was $57. That's right, $57. It's at $80.50. Do the simple math. Wow. It's up approximately 40% from its December 24th low. Why am I continuing to mention Insight Corporation? Well, there has been many, many articles over the last few years mentioning this name as a potential takeover target. But what again caught my eye recently is that this stock has been trading very well in a lousy tape. To me, maybe something is going on with Insight. Try to find some of those articles. There's been plenty of takeover chatter over the years on Insight Corp. And since there has been lots of takeovers recently in the oncology space, such as Celgene getting taken over by Bristol Myers, such as Tesaro being taken over at a hefty premium by GlaxoSmithKline, by Loxo Oncology getting taken over at a handsome premium by Eli Lilly. Maybe Insight, who has been always a bridesmaid and never a bride. Maybe, just maybe, it's Insight's time this year. Just maybe. So I wanted to circle back on Insight. Ida, Nancy, Charlie, Yellow. Like I mentioned, takeovers are alive and well. I have to tell you again, this is not a job. I love doing this for my listeners. Again, I'm just sharing information that I found on the internet with you in reference to potential takeover targets. You all need to do your own due diligence as well. Okay. Just remember, let's follow potential takeovers. It doesn't get any better than this. All right. Another company, which is also in the biotech space that I had mentioned a few months ago. But I thought it was worth a mention again, that I should mention it again, because it is down substantially over the last few months. It is a company called Viking Therapeutics. The symbol, Victor King Tom X-ray. That's right. That's Viking Therapeutics. This stock trades at approximately $8. This company is working on a treatment. Does not have a drug that's approved yet. So keep that in mind. They are working on a treatment for NASH. Now, I don't know the exact what that acronym stands for, but it's my belief that this has to do with a treatment for a liver disorder. And the reason why I'm mentioning Viking again, the stock's $8, approximately $8. Back a couple months ago, back in November 19th, 2018, was just a couple months ago, I noticed that the regional investment bank, a good investment bank, obviously they did their homework on Viking Therapeutics. They upgraded this company to a strong buy at Raymond James. Strap yourself in. With a $43 price target. Holy cow. $43. That's right. This is an $8 stock. They also mentioned in their research report that they believe that this company could be attractive for a potential suitor. That's correct. Wow. So that was Raymond James putting this early stage biotech company on their radar screen for their institutional customers, for their high net worth customers. This is now an $8 stock. And I believe I read they reiterated recently their $43 price target on Viking Therapeutics. How can you not put this company on your radar screen? That's VKTX. That's Viking Therapeutics. This could be a diamond in the rough. Well, I tell you, since I am mentioning biotechs, and since many of the companies that I have spoken about today seem to be in the biotech space, I'd like to circle back on another name that trades at approximately $24, a name that I had mentioned a few months ago, and it's called Portola Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is PTLA, Paul Tom Larry Apple. That's Portola Pharmaceuticals. Now, I wanted to mention Portola because I think when I originally mentioned it, Portola was trading higher, approximately $37 a few months ago. And this is a biotech company. And back then I had made reference to a May 31st, 2018 Seeking Alpha article where the headline mentioned Portola Pharmaceuticals buyout candidate. That's what it said, buyout candidate. It says Portola is now trading at a pre-approved price after gaining approval of two blockbuster drugs. The article went on to say, this was back then, that the share price is undervalued and approaching an inflection point heading into commercial ramp up. This was a few months ago. And more, it says this company is primed for a buyout. Now, who could benefit strategically from this company? Back then, they mentioned Celgene, which, as we know now, got taken over by Bristol-Myers. Amgen, they also mentioned Bristol-Myers. They mentioned Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Novartis, Pfizer, and Roche. Wow. And back on June 15, 2018, this name was mentioned by an Oppenheimer analyst. And this was back then. I don't know if things have changed since June 15, 2018, so please do your own homework. But back on June 15, 2018, an Oppenheimer analyst had maintained their outperform rating on the company and had an $80 price target on Portola. Interesting. Back then, the stock was trading at $37.50. It's currently trading at $24. So please sharpen your pencil. Do some homework on Portola Pharmaceuticals. Okay? Now, wow, we're getting a lot accomplished today on this 1 hour live takeover talk. Okay. Now, the call-in number to talk to me is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. If you would like a private takeover talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. That's right. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. Well, I had gotten quite a few emails and text messages in reference to sharing some ideas on potential takeover targets with stocks that trade under or approximately $5 and lower. Now, there are not many out there. And again, usually by definition, stocks that trade under $5 are defined as penny stocks. But I found a handful of companies that trade at approximately $5 and lower that could be potential takeover targets in 2019. But again, when you jot these names down, these symbols down, do your homework, do your due diligence. You have to like them first based on their fundamentals before pulling the trigger. Now, all these names I'm going to mention, it's my belief there has been chatter over the years, over the last few years, as potential takeover targets. Okay. Get your pencil and piece of paper out. Avon Products, AVP. Stock trades approximately a little bit under $2. Avon Products is a household name. I believe there was an activist shareholder that had gotten involved over the last year and now has a board seat. So that, you know, we check that box. That's a positive. Now, Avon was once a high flyer many, many years ago. Many years ago, it was a high flyer. It looks like Avon is trying to get their act together. So keep an eye on Avon Products, AVP. Another company that I believe trades at around $1.30 and which literally got its legs blown off right after their IPO is Blue Apron. It's the meal delivery company, APRN. I believe this IPO came out a little bit over a year ago or possibly 2 years ago at $10. Currently, it went under a dollar. It's trading closer to, I believe, $1.30 now. There's been plenty of takeover chatter on this name. The usual suspects has been possibly Walmart or Costco taking a look at this as a potential takeover target. And I believe I read an article that possibly Amazon as well. So that's Blue Apron. Put that one on your radar screen as well. One name that's been getting plenty of press recently based on its improving fundamentals is the video game maker Zynga, symbol Z-N-G-A. I believe Zynga trades at approximately $4.20. I even believe today I saw a favorable mention by an investment bank talking about their improved fundamentals, which to me is always key. This has been a name that has been circulating for many years as a potential takeover target, and that's Zynga, Z-N-G-A. Another name that I have mentioned quite a few times on my show as a potential takeover target is Groupon, symbol GRPN. That's Groupon. I believe Groupon trades at approximately $3 or $4. I believe that there have been reports that Groupon could be worth up to $10 to $12, could be worth up to $10 to $12 a share in an M&A transaction. Now, keep in mind, if you catch these companies just right, meaning when they hit that inflection point, when they're actually starting to turn around, you could be sitting on a potential gold mine. That's correct. Okay, let me continue with stocks under $5. That could be potential takeover targets. Let me continue. Diebold, DBD, David Boyd David. I believe Diebold trades a little bit under $4. You know Diebold as when you go to your bank, most of the bank's ATM machines were manufactured by Diebold. Now, my belief that the 52-week high on Diebold is north of $20. They ran into some earnings and liquidity headwinds over the last few months. But recently, I believe I read, and I would like you to also do your homework on Diebold, that they are looking for a turnaround. And also, there had been talk that Diebold's management could be looking to enhance shareholder value. Those are key words, key phrases that you want to hear if you're in the M&A space. Enhancing shareholder value. You check that box, that can go a long way in reference to trying to identify potential takeover targets. Another name that trades under $5, which literally got its legs blown off this year, is Dean Foods, David Frank. I do not know if this company yet has turned the corner. So you have to do your own homework on Dean Foods. But I believe Dean Foods, I believe, is one of the largest milk manufacturers in the United States. Possibly egg as well, but I believe milk is more front and center. So if you think Dean Foods is a potential turnaround situation based on their fundamentals, there has been over the years plenty of takeover chatter in reference to Dean Foods possibly getting acquired. That's Dean Foods. Another name, this one trades, I think, a little north of $5, that has also been front and center as a potential takeover target, is Barnes & Noble, BKS, Boy King Sam, Barnes & Noble Group. They're the book retailer. And this name has been subject to M&A speculation. And the name that continues to come up on this name is possibly Amazon and other private equity firms. Supposedly, Barnes & Noble is also looking to enhance shareholder value and might be interested in getting acquired. If so, the talk is, if the stock is trading at approximately $6, the talk is, from what I read, but again, do your own homework on this name, that Barnes & Noble could be looking for anywhere from $12 to $15 to get acquired, and that would be a substantial premium to where Barnes and Noble is currently trading. So I gave you a handful of stocks that trade at approximately $5 and lower that could be potential takeover targets for 2019. I also would be remiss if I did not throw in there JCPenney's, symbol JCP, the struggling retailer. Okay? This name, JCPenney's, is extremely speculative. But the name that continues to come up as a potential acquirer of JCPenney is Amazon. And I believe the articles that I have read have mentioned the reason why Amazon might be interested in JCPenney is primarily for their locations. So that might make good sense. And it's my belief that JCPenney has a capitalization of approximately $500 million, which does not include, I believe, $4 billion worth of debt. So that name would have to make good business sense to any acquirer. But again, the name that continues to come up as a potential acquirer of JCPenney is Amazon. Okay. Wow. I have to tell you, this hour was flying today. You know, I have to tell you, it's an honor. It's an honor to serve all my listeners, not only here in the United States, but those worldwide. If you want to contact me, please shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. If you want to contact me, please shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. Well, that does it for me. Until next time, bye-bye, and thank you.